The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy football.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy. One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome into One Dude with a Fantasy, man. I am Bo Johnson, 404-726-0929. If those of you have not paid attention, Ja'Marr Chase has just scored another touchdown. Make that four on the weekend. So that's what I want to know. As that notification that you just got that just popped up on your phone was about perfect. Not only do I want to know, thank you, Noel, by the way. Noel's on the other side of the glass, Noel White. Give us a shout, 404-726-0929 on the phone line or the text line. This is what I want to know. Are you playing against Ja'Marr Chase this weekend? Are you playing against Joe Burrow? Are you playing against both of those guys on the same team? If you're playing against them, if you had both of them on a team, if you had any of them, honestly, because there was so much fantasy goodness by about five players in this Thursday night football game, and we're going to get into it in just one second. Browns, Packers, Raiders, Seahawks on byes this week. We have six teams on bye next week, if I'm not mistaken. Then the week after that, that'll be week 11, I think. Or is this? No, this is 10. Week 12, I think we have no teams on bye. And then week 14, I know we have six. And week 13, we have – it's really screwy. So be paying attention to that. All I have to say is that we have so many late bye weeks. We have week 14, there's six teams on bye. And the playoffs start in week 15. Why is this important? Well, because towards the end of the season, once you get through your bye weeks, it's time to start shedding those backup quarterbacks, those backup tight ends. You know, this is redraft leagues mostly. Time to get rid of those backup quarterbacks and tight ends, and it's time to start putting backup running backs on your rosters, handcuffs, in the event that there is an injury to anybody. You don't necessarily have to own James Conner to have Trey Benson on your team, but Trey Benson should definitely be owned. Kamani Vidal should definitely be owned. Now, the reason why that gets kind of jacked up is if you have a quarterback in one of the six teams on a bye in week 14, you can't necessarily get rid of your backup. Now, depending on your league size, you may be able to stream somebody that week and not even carry a backup, because I do that in a couple of leagues. You know, just kind of keep your eye on the waiver wire out there. If there's some guys out there, there's no need to pick up a quarterback 3 weeks before your quarterback has a bye, but keep an eye on it, because smart fantasy football players will try to throw a block in there and prevent other players from picking up dudes, especially if you know that the player that you're playing or the manager that you're playing in a certain week has players on bye. All right, but give us a shout. Call Noel. You can talk to her before you talk to me. I want to know if you had Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, or if you're playing against him. Because if you're playing against him, there's nothing you can do. It's not like you can walk around, you know, kicking dirt all over the place and being mad. Ja'Marr Chase has put up 54 points on Thursday night in Thursday Night Football, and that should be kind of celebrated. So I want to know, I have Ja'Marr Chase, Lamar Jackson, and Rashad Bateman on a team, and I started all three of those guys. That netted me 113 points out of Thursday Night Football. I only have one out of 12 leagues, I have one share of Ja'Marr Chase. I would love more. I don't have any Justin Jefferson shares either, my guys, my LSU guys. We do have a manager. See, y'all remember when I was talking about vetoing trades and how it should not be a thing in fantasy football, about the worst trade maybe ever that I made that should not have been vetoed, and it wasn't, and I stand behind it? Yes, I'm talking about Kadarius Toney for Joe Burrow. So the guy that I traded Joe Burrow to has both Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. What's up, Duffy, out there in first place in the Use the Force Football League? Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase got him 96 points out of two players after Thursday Night Football. You got to love waking up to that projection of like 200-something points. But very easily, one or two other players could get you right back in the game. All right, so no negative attitudes here going into Sunday. Still going to be a fun football day. And we're going to start with the winners from Thursday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens. What a game. Going into halftime, 14-7, you were telling yourself, wow, this is actually a defensive battle. Third quarter rolls around, each team scores a touchdown. Okay. Not the fantasy goodness we were looking for, but still a great game. Defensive battle. Boom, fourth quarter hits, five more touchdowns are scored in the fourth quarter. Insanely fun game to watch. And I think we have another one brewing this Thursday. If I'm not mistaken, it's Commanders-Eagles. Should be another fun one. Lamar Jackson, 25 for 33, 290 yards, four touchdowns for Lamar. He gets you 33 points. What a great day. Derrick Henry owners, look, don't fret. 16 carries for 68 yards and a touchdown from Derrick Henry, 14 points. That's Derrick Henry's floor. You can almost guarantee yourself that every week from Derrick Henry. And if Derrick Henry's floor, if you have any player, any starter on your team and their floor is double digits, but especially, you know, 13, 14, 15 points, which it is with Derrick Henry, you're looking real good. So he didn't come through with a smash week, but they're not all going to be that. There are other players on the team that want to eat. Mark Andrews, hello. Another great game from Mark Andrews, six receptions for 68 yards and a score, 19 points. Mark Andrews is officially back. I don't know when the trade deadline is in your league, but you had to deal with Mark Andrews not being good for the first half of the first half of the season. I guess that's the first quarter of the season. You may have dropped him. I did advise against that, although, you know, picking up somebody and benching Mark Andrews was something that we did talk about here on One to Do with the Fantasy. Whoever you got, put them on the trade block. Or if you've got somebody good, you know, put Mark Andrews on the trade block. I've got Cade Otton and Mark Andrews on one team. They're both on the trade block. But a lot of managers don't really look at trade blocks. Maybe you just have to go send some trades out there. Because after they hit their bye weeks, unless you want to flex one of them, which that is the thing. You can flex any of these top five tight ends that continue to get it done on a weekly basis. Kittle, Trey McBride, those guys. You can flex them, sure. Brock Bowers, best tight end in fantasy football this year. Maybe the best tight end in football. Zay Flowers, four receptions for 34 yards. Zay Flowers does, he gets you 17 points somehow. I guess the math adds up there. Yeah, 70 yards, four receptions. Rashad Bateman, 6 for 54 and a touchdown. Oh, I had him reversed. Rashad Bateman got you 17 points, and Zay Flowers got you 7 points. That math works out. So good for you if you had Rashad Bateman. Look, he's a wide receiver three. He's a flex play. Deontay Johnson, not quite a thing with Baltimore yet. He will be, we think. That was kind of a luxury ad for the Baltimore Ravens. Whereas they have been very snake-bitten. So Deontay Johnson should be owned, but he's not startable yet. That's the Ravens' defense. They're a run-first team. The Cincinnati Bengals. Joey B, 34 for 56. The freaking Bengals threw the ball 56 times. 428 yards, 4 touchdowns, 34 points on the evening. You would think that 34 for 56 or 428 and 4 touchdowns would get you more than 34 points. It did not, but that's still a freaking, wow, what a start. Chase Brown continues to do nice things. 13 rushes for 42 yards and a touchdown. He also gives you 9 receptions. Chase Brown caught 9 receptions on Thursday. Is that going to be a thing moving forward? Not 9. But he is well involved, very involved in the pass game. Zach Moss is all but out for the rest of the season with a neck injury. So Chase Brown is going to continue to be a pretty good start for you. It's still kind of matchup based. He gets you 22 points on Thursday. Then Jamar Chase. Well, Mike Gesicki gets you 4 for 37 points. Look, if you're looking for another 2-touchdown game from Mike Gesicki, don't think that's coming for you. Probably won't be coming for you for the rest of the season. I dropped Mike Gesicki earlier in the year. He did have the great game last week, and with T. Higgins out, he is going to have more games like this, but it's not going to be very consistent, especially when we know the eyes that Joey B. has for Jamar Chase, and boy, were those out. What are y'all thinking, Baltimore Ravens? I've told you this for 2 straight weeks, and it's kind of crazy. The Baltimore Ravens don't have the best rush defense in the league anymore. I think that might be the Steelers, but the Baltimore Ravens still have like a top 3 rush defense, meaning they're giving up like 80 yards a game on the ground. But they have the worst pass defense in the NFL. It's not the Bucs, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Ravens. How are you going to give up 254 yards to one guy? One guy, Jamar Chase, put a man on him. Put 3 men on him. Make the freaking Bengals beat you with Andre Isova. Make them beat you with Mike Gesicki. Goodness gracious alive. That was fun to watch. Jamar Chase, man. Go Tigers. 11 for 254, 3 touchdowns, 54 points in most leagues. Phenomenal. That might be the best fantasy game of the season without just off the top of my head. Again, Mike Gesicki with kind of a game, but whatever. Super fun night on Thursday Night Football. I hope that we have more of those moving forward. I love the Thursday Night Football broadcast. I love the pregame and the postgame. I love the fact that they went and they get players after the game to come sit down at the table. Lamar Jackson said Thursday night after the broadcast while he sat down with the table with Sherman and them. Felt like a video game out there. It's damn right, Lamar. It looked like a video game too. Except when I play Madden, I scored 35 points in the first quarter and then just kind of coast the rest of the way. I don't wait to the fourth. But, hey, you do you. Lamar, great game. Great game, fellas. All right, so we got a couple running backs we need to talk about. We got a lot of receivers on the injured list this week, but we got a couple running backs in particular that we need to talk about in the next segment as we get into our injury report. The number one overall draft pick in 2024 has not played a game yet, but he's going to play on Sunday. And then somebody you drafted semi-early, late in redrafts, it has not played a down yet either. Is he going to be activated off of IR? A couple running backs we're going to talk about, then a whole lot of wide receivers. This is One Dude with a Fantasy. Sports Radio 99 The Game. We'll be back in 5 minutes with the injury report.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to One Dude with a Fantasy.
My Fantasy.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Wake up! Go to the mirror and put on your makeup. Is that what Serge says here? I'm not 100% sure, but always acting like I knew back in the day. I don't know if this is an instrumental or not. Wake up! Wake up! Anyways, Sports Radio 99 The Game. A little system to get the blood flowing this morning. Noel knows what's up. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy, 404-726-0929. Did you play or are you playing against Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, any combination of the three, Lamar Jackson? Any of these guys that just absolutely went ham bone on Thursday night? What a fun game to watch if you appreciate scoring in the National Football League. Like I said, 404-726-0929. You can give us a call, talk to Noel, then you can talk to me. That's also the text line. You can also hit me on Twitter at Jedi Sports Radio. You can DM me on IG or Twitter. What's up, Ed? Ed, just give me a shout-out on the Twitter machine. From the 470, trade advice. PPR giving up Breece Hall, receiving Amon-Ra St. Brown. Remaining backs would be Kyren Williams, Chase Brown, Travis Etienne, and Tyler Algier. All right. I'm doing this in a heartbeat. He lost Godwin and Higgins. I know all about that. You haven't quite seen the late first round production out of Amon-Ra St. Brown this year yet, but you will. He's a super elite receiver in the National Football League, and I really do think that Kyren Williams and Chase Brown are going to be just fine for you the remainder of the season, especially after losing two elite receivers. Travis Etienne, wow, that's been a disappointment because you probably took him before you took either of the other two guys, maybe not Kyren Williams, but here's where you're going to run into a problem, but so will the other guy. So both Chase Brown and Tyler Algier and Travis Etienne, if I'm not mistaken, maybe not Travis Etienne, are on bye in week 12. But here's the thing. So is Breece Hall. So you may have to start Travis Etienne and Kyren Williams in week 12 anyway because Breece Hall's on bye then too. So, yeah, I would do that, especially with what you lost in the wide receiver department. If it's two elite players, and it's all trades all depend on your depth, right? But if it's two elite players, give me the pass catcher, especially in a PPR. Let's see. Rusty just sent one over. Hey, what's up, Bo? Who do you think would have the better wide receiver from the Rockers, Marty Jannetty or Shawn Michaels? They both used to fly around a lot. Shawn Michaels, HBK, Rusty. Marty Jannetty rode on Shawn Michaels' coattails for years. Then he got kicked through a window and we never heard from him again. Didn't he become Brutus the Barber Beefcake? That's not accurate, but... Oh, yeah. HBK. HBK is one of my most favorite wrestlers of all time. All right. Sexy boy. That's right. Christian McCaffrey. All things are pointing towards Christian McCaffrey playing this week. You picked him number one overall in your fantasy football leagues on everyone's advice, including mine. All right. Let's rewind back to your fantasy football draft for the 2024 season. Look, he was scratched in week one. We had no idea about this Achilles tendonitis. But he outscored every fantasy football player last season by 100 points. Of course you're going to take CMC. It was still a great pick. Look, let me remind you that a lot of the top five, six picks have not paid that off. They have been good players. Not to toot my own horn here because I'm not, you know, I don't really do that a lot. But Bijan Robinson's probably been the best top five pick of all of them. Maybe CeeDee Lamb after that, but CeeDee Lamb hadn't done a whole lot. Now he's hurt. Tyreek hadn't done much. You know, Justin Jefferson has been great. So CMC is supposed to play this weekend on Sunday. The question is he going to be on a snap count? Are they going to be watching him really closely? Probably so, but are you going to leave Christian McCaffrey on your bench if he starts any football game? My advice to you would be no. You're going to start Christian McCaffrey if he plays. Hell, you've been hanging on to him for 10 weeks now. All right. Christian McCaffrey plays. You play Christian McCaffrey. This may be the last week that you can play Jordan Mason in a flex spot, and he hadn't been good since like week four. So if you're going through that right now, you know, Jordan Mason. It was good while you had him. He was productive for the most part, but that's about over with outside of just being a CMC handcuff, which is going to be very important moving forward. Let's get out to Paul in Monroe. Paul, what's going on? What you got for me?
Hey, what's happening? I do have Jamar Chase on. I've got four leagues that I'm in. Some of them on ESPN, and I was fortunate enough to have Jamar Chase.
Nice.
In both of those leagues, also with Derrick Henry.
Nice.
But I tell you what, I've got a Yahoo league that we've been in for 15-plus years, a 14-team league. If you'd be able to help me out with this one, we also play defensive players.
Sure.
I've got two safety spots and three safeties. I need help getting this down. I've got Damar Hamlin, Tyke Smith from the Buccaneers, and Jesse Bates. I need two of them.
All right, well, Bates is not
having problems with that one.
Bates should probably never be out of your lineup, I would imagine.
Right, right.
So what I look for with DBs, if it's a DB spot, not just a safety, I'm always looking for the safeties and not the corners because of the fact that they get tackles. So you said you had one of the Bucs safeties?
Yeah, it's the rookie Tyke Smith. He's been racking up a ton of tackles here lately. The defensive lineup we have two defensive linemen, two linebackers, two cornerbacks, and two safeties. So specific safeties right now is what I'm needing help with, narrowing that down. I mean, it's pretty much between Damar Hamlin and Tyke Smith for that final safety spot.
So I would go Tyke Smith. I think he's going to get a lot more opportunities with the Bucs playing the 49ers than Damar Hamlin will with playing the Bills. I mean, the Colts.
Yes.
Now, he might have opportunities for interceptions, Damar Hamlin will, but so will Tyke Smith, because the San Francisco 49ers are as healthy as they've been this entire season. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate the phone call. 49ers are as healthy as they've been the entire season. Debo should play. Juwan Jennings is going to play. CMC is going to play. They still have Jordan Mason. Kittle's healthy. All right, so you put all those pass catchers in the secondary. All you need is that safety to do is make tackles out there. So hopefully you can get you 5-6 tackles. If you get lucky, maybe you get you a pick. That's where the real points come in. But IDP, defensive players are just hard because you never know which one's going to get tackles week to week. So I try to play the safeties versus the teams that are going to throw the ball a lot. Give that safety some opportunities there. All right, so the other running back that I teased before we went to break in the last segment was Jonathan Brooks. Jonathan Brooks has not played all season. Started the season on IR. They are at the point during his 21-day window where they have to activate him, if I'm not mistaken, or shut him down for the rest of the season. And I think that they're going to activate him. All signs are pointing to that. All right, now Jonathan Brooks is a player that I'm not playing because of snap count. They are going to be watching Jonathan Brooks very closely. And, oh, yeah, the Panthers just extended Chuba Hubbard for like $30 million over 4 years. All right, now I know they're trying to do the, what did Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery end up calling themselves, Sonic and Knuckles? I think they're trying to do that. Hell, every NFL team wants to do what the Detroit Lions are doing, and that's not just at the running back spot. All right, so Jonathan Brooks is going to be a viable asset moving forward. If you are in a redraft league, I don't think you're going to see it from him this season. They are going to bring him along slowly. If I'm not sure, they're on a bye next week. So in his first game back, which that would be Sunday, I don't know if he even sees the field a lot. He'll get in there. If he gets lucky, falls into the end zone, maybe. But touchdowns are never a guarantee. So Jonathan Brooks, you know, if you're in a redraft league, I don't know if he's going to help you for this season. If you're in a dynasty, sure. But we have yet to see. All right. So I'm starting CMC. That's not even, you know, a question for me. It's not where he's ranked. It's just a yes or no. And I'm starting him. I took him one overall. You probably need his production. He is probably going to be limited. But CMC limited, what is that, 10 to 15 opportunities? He's very active in the pass game. That's half of his game right there. So they're playing the Bucs. Oh, yeah. The Bucs. Brock Purdy might find himself in the fire and ice in the next segment. Let's run down the rest of this injury report real fast. For the Falcons, Drake Robinson is questionable. Raheem Morris says he looks like Drake London is going to play off of that hit pointer from last week. Pay attention to that one. Amari Cooper for the Bills, questionable with a wrist. He was limited on Friday. I don't know that Amari Cooper is going to play. Keon Coleman is also out. Look for a pretty good game here for Khalil Shakir and maybe even the Bills' tight ends as they're playing the Colts. A middle-of-the-pack defense, pretty good defense, great defensive line. For the Texans, Tank Dell is questionable. He was limited on Friday, and he was added to the practice report Friday afternoon. All right? The Houston Texans play on Sunday Night Football. So my advice to you, hopefully we hear something. There will be injury reports released Saturday night, tonight. There will be injury reports released tonight. Hopefully Tank Dell would get a decision, yes or no. If you want to roll with Tank Dell, because even with Nico Collins playing, which he should return from IR Sunday night, versus the Lions. Lions are going to score a lot on the Texans. As long as C.J. Stroud can remain upright, which has been an issue this season. I love Tank Dell, even with Nico Collins in there. Last season, Tank Dell smashed because Nico Collins drew all the coverage. All right. So you've got the Lions, maybe Tim Patrick or something like that is out there. If Tim Patrick's out there, just for example, I would hold on to Tim Patrick and wait and see if I have Tank Dell. That's how much I believe in Tank Dell, at least the player that he is. It's also going to depend on your own roster construction. If you don't need to play Tank Dell in a flex spot, I would definitely put him in the flex spot. You also got running backs and tight ends, too, that can go in there. Monday Night Football's Dolphins, Rams. So maybe there's a guy for the Dolphins or the Rams like DeMarcus Robinson, who is questionable with a toe. He practiced on Friday. So maybe somebody else with a questionable tag is not really where you want to put your eggs. But if you can wait, I would wait. If you have another option for Tank, I would wait. Out of Sunday night or Monday Night Football, I would wait because I love Tank Dell and what he can do in this Texans offense. Like I said, Nico Collins is playing. Brian Thomas limited on Friday with a chest injury. Trevor Lawrence, this one popped up late in the week. Trevor Lawrence has a shoulder injury. He is questionable. He is working towards playing. This is a horrible matchup for Trevor Lawrence. You're not starting Trevor Lawrence, or at least I would advise against it. And if he does not play, Mac Jones is the guy. Don't recommend that either. If Mac Jones plays, I'm probably not playing Brian Thomas either. Or at least I'm going to try to find a way not to. All right. The tight end over there should still be good. I'm brain farting on his name. But he should be good. That's who I would be playing if Mac Jones does not play. Or if Mac Jones plays, that's probably the most solid play that I'm looking at in Jacksonville. Juju Smith-Schuster remains to be out for the Chiefs. DeMarcus Robinson, like I already said, questionable. Tyreek Hill did not practice Friday with a wrist injury. Keep an eye on that one. Chris Olave is out versus the Falcons. If you have to start a Saints receiver, Cedric Wilson's also out. Mason Tipton, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Jermaine Jackson, tee-hee, are the receivers suiting up for the New Orleans Saints versus the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. Deebo Samuel should play, questionable with an oblique. DK Metcalf still out. Jalen McMillan, questionable with a hamstring injury, game time decision. Mike Evans still going to be out. He should play probably after Tampa's bye next week. Brian Robinson has been ruled out for the Steelers. I don't know if this is a good spot for Austin Eckler. Steelers have a very good defense, but Eckler's going to get a ton of work with Brian Robinson out. All right, that's fire. That's the injury report. When we come back, it's fire and ice. We got one more segment left. This is One Dude with the Fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I want to know what your fantasy is. No, really. That's what I'm here to do. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy. Bo Johnson here with you for one more segment, about 13 or 14 minutes left, 404-726-0929. You can call us. You can text us. Running out of time here, though. From the text line, Rusty, so, Bo, have you been to a couple of LSU night games before? Is it really awesome? 100% an emphatic yes, especially when they're playing a team by, like, Bama. But, hell, they could be playing U-La-La, the Raging Cajuns, and it's still going to be a phenomenal atmosphere at Tiger Stadium at night. The people are friendly. Everybody brings more food than they can eat in 3 weeks. You can go there with nothing and leave full and with a buzz if that's your thing. Highly recommend it. That's like a game at Tiger Stadium. Should be a bucket list for any football fan. Bucket list item. Electric. Also, on the text line, here's a predicament. From the 770, I want to start Mooney over A.J. Brown. What you think? All right, honestly, I would try to get both these guys in the lineup this week. All right, Mooney, as we know, Falcons are playing the Saints. The Saints just traded their best defensive player, Marshon Lattimore, but he wasn't even going to play this week anyway. But they are beat up. The whole team. Kool-Aid McKinstry's not playing either. Alante Taylor's still healthy. But Drake London's probably going to play, so Alante Taylor's probably going to be on him. Now, Alante Taylor's a nice corner. Not that I would bench Drake London, but Darnell Mooney should smash just like he has all season. Just because it'll be Paulson Adebo who's burnable, you know, on if they even shadow. Mooney plays a lot out of the slot, too. Yeah, start Mooney. But the Cowboys, A.J. Brown's the number one receiver on his team. Mooney's had the better season, but the Eagles are playing the Cowboys. They garbage, too. You might have digs on A.J. Brown, but I would try to start both of them. But honestly, out of the two, yeah, you can start Darnell Mooney over A.J. Brown. I got no qualms with that. Darnell Mooney's like, hold on, let's see. Let's get the actual factual numbers here. Darnell Mooney has had a better season to date than A.J. Brown. I don't know if the Eagles have already had their bye week. A.J. Brown is somewhere around wide receiver 20 on the season without actually counting these. And Darnell Mooney is probably around wide receiver number. A.J. Brown has like 85 points in the season. Darnell Mooney has 130. That's nuts. Darnell Mooney's smashing. He's like wide receiver like number 12 on the season. Yes, you can start Darnell Mooney. Also from the text line. This one's a little bit more difficult. D-Hop or Marvin Harrison Jr. from the 612. Where is that? Both of these guys have bad matchups. All right. The Chiefs are playing the Broncos. So you got Pat Surtain. It's going to be all over DeAndre Hopkins. You got Marvin Harrison Jr. is playing the Jets. Minneapolis is where 612 is. Now, if you're listening from Minnesota, wow. If we've got that much reach on the Odyssey app, and I've got listeners in Minnesota, that's freaking awesome. Even if you're not listening from Minnesota, thanks for listening. Look, both got bad matchups. Marvin Harrison's playing the Jets, Sauce Gardner, Reed, DJ Reed, all those guys. So this is how I'm going to decide over these two guys. And if I'm not mistaken, one of them is an ice pick. All right. How I'm going to decide, they're both ice picks. And it's just because of the matchup. All right, so here's my analysis on both guys. Then I'm going to tell you which one I would start if I had to pick between both of them. All right, so here are the guys that Pat Surtain, too, has shadowed this season. DK Metcalf, 3 receptions for 29 yards. George Pickens, 2 receptions for 29 yards. Mike Evans, 2 for 17. Garrett Wilson, 5 for 41. All right, Zay Flowers last week had a 29-point game, but he wasn't shadowed by Pat Surtain, which is just strange that you wouldn't put your best corner, one of the best corners on the league, on the other team's best receiver, who Zay Flowers, you know, if you load the box, has good games for the Ravens. So no receiver has eclipsed 18 points in any game versus Denver this season, all right? Marvin Harrison Jr. versus the Jets. The Jets have allowed the fewest fantasy points to wide receivers this season, including second fewest to the perimeter receivers, fourth fewest to the slot. They have allowed the fewest receptions and the third fewest touchdowns, only 5 by wide receivers this season. So there you go. That is the reason why you don't want to start either of these guys. But DeAndre Hopkins is more of a guy that I'm fading in DFS, kind of a hard guy to take out of my lineup when Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback. Marvin Harrison, not so much. So out of the two guys, I'm starting the guy that has Patrick Mahomes throwing in the football. Because Patrick Mahomes can throw dudes open. DeAndre Hopkins is the best quarterback he's ever played with. All right, DeAndre Hopkins is still an elite receiver in this league. Don't get it wrong. All right, on to other bits and pieces of fire and ice. Who are we icing in the quarterback position this week? We're going to ice C.J. Stroud versus the Detroit Lions. C.J. Stroud hasn't scored more than 20 points, which is where we kind of put 18, 20 points. This is kind of where we want to put a good quarterback matchup. Like, it's a good matchup if he scores at least 18 points. He hadn't scored more than 20 in five straight. He's scored less than 10 in three straight. Offensive line play, it's been crap. All right, Detroit's also given up the second lowest passing touchdowns and passer rating to opposing quarterbacks. Don't like C.J. Stroud. Don't like Joe Flacco versus the Bills. Joe Flacco's had two good games, and they were both versus Jacksonville. The other two games he started, he was quarterback 18 and quarterback 30. All right, the Bills have allowed the 10th fewest passing touchdowns, 13th fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. And they are giving up 209 through the air. That's middle of the road. But we want better than middle of the road. Are you really? Unless you're on a super flex, which I do have Joe Flacco on a super flex because I drafted Anthony Richardson as my number one guy. That's kind of wrong on that one. But, you know, we're not fortune tellers. He'll be good one day, I think. Don't like Joe Flacco this week unless you're on a super flex and you just have to start him. Don't like Russell Wilson versus the Commanders. All right, now the Steelers have played better lately. So has Russ. Russ is chucking it. I'm not staying away from George Pickens at all, but I'm just not starting Russ. Commanders have allowed the second fewest pass yards per game, the eighth lowest passer rating to quarterbacks, and the fourth fewest passing touchdowns. Just not a good matchup. You probably have better options. Who are your better options? How about Sam Darnold versus the Jaguars? Look, the Vikings have lost two in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Trevor Lawrence might not play in this game. It's been like 6 weeks since Sam Darnold has scored over 20 points. Great spot, though, versus the Jags here. All right. Joe Flacco, the aforementioned. Drake May and Caleb Williams, who has not been good lately, all scored over 20 points over the Jaguars, and they are all averaging less than 15 points on the season. Sam Darnold, smash spot versus the Jags. How about Brock Purdy? I don't know if Brock Purdy was in your lineup as a lineup lock or whatever you want to call it this season. Probably not. I have Brock Purdy, and I'm streaming him with a couple other guys. I have Brock Purdy and Jaden Daniels on a team, and I'm starting Brock Purdy over Jaden Daniels this week because the San Francisco 49ers are playing the Bucs. Come on. Everybody remember the two games that the Falcons played the Bucs this season? Kirk Cousins threw for like 800 yards, like eight touchdowns. All right, they just gave up Pat Mahomes' best game of the season. And Pat Mahomes' best game since like week eight of last year. 29 points for Pat Mahomes last week versus the Bucs. Love Brock Purdy. Plus he's got Debo. Plus he's got Juwan Jennings. Plus he's got Kittle. Plus he's got CMC. Give me some CMC dump-offs. Give me some throw the ball to CMC, a yard from the line of scrimmage and have CMC scamper for like 25 yards. Give me a couple of those versus the lowly Bucks. And here's one for you. This is why fantasy football is great and completely another atmosphere from real football. You want a great start this week in the quarterback position? How about Daniel Jones versus the Panthers? If you play fantasy football, you know that Daniel Jones is a good fantasy commodity. He's a great quarterback because he runs. He's a good quarterback that you can get undrafted. Like if you drafted Anthony Richardson and had to go get a guy off the waiver wire, freaking Daniel Jones was still there probably. Daniel Jones out of the entire NFL is sixth in carries, 12th in rushing yards. All right, plus Carolina has allowed the second highest passer rating and the third most fantasy points to quarterbacks, the eighth most pass yards per game. And they're in jolly old England. Wait, no, they're in Germany. My bad. They're overseas. Sorry. It can be jolly old Germany, though. They can be there. Start Daniel Jones, and I'm starting Daniel Jones over Russell Wilson. That's how that works. Fire pick over ice pick. All right, on to running backs. Travis Etienne, this has been kind of obvious, but this is just he's healthy, Tank's healthy. I don't like either guy versus the Vikings. No finishes better than running back 20 this season is Travis Etienne. Only three running backs have scored more than 12 points against the Vikings. I don't like Tank Bigsby either. Despite Tank kind of looking like he's taking this job, it's kind of more of a committee. With one of them hurt, the other one's pretty good. But I don't like either of them versus the Vikings while both of them are healthy. All right, I don't like Tony Pollard this week versus the Chargers. Tony Pollard is indeed like running back number six as it goes for yards per game. Chargers are one of the three defenses in the NFL that have not given up a 20-point game to a running back. He's probably going to cede some touches to Tajay Spears, who should be playing. Not a lot. And Tony Pollard catches the ball out of the backfield, too. That's part of his game. Chargers are just a good defense against the run, so just avoid it if you can. I understand if you want to. All right, Javonte Williams. We've gone over this the last 2 weeks. Javonte Williams smashes versus good matchups. He is not versus bad matchups. He's playing the Chiefs this week. The Chiefs, the third best defense against the run this season. They've only given up, they only give up 84 yards a game. Have the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't like Javonte Williams this week. Who I do like, how about Tyrone Tracy versus the Panthers over there in jolly old Germany? The Panthers have surrendered the most fantasy points to running backs. Six running backs have scored 20-plus points against the Panthers this season. They are giving up 159 yards of the game through on the ground are the Carolina Panthers. And they beat the Saints. Good Lord. How about the other side of the ball? How about Chuba Hubbard also, who just got a nice little contract extension? The Giants have allowed the fifth most rushing yards per game. The Giants themselves are giving up 143 yards a game on the ground. Both teams combined are giving up 300 yards per game on the ground. Love Tyrone Tracy. Love Chuba Hubbard over in jolly old Germany. Love Tyler Algier this Sunday. And look, this is how I just want you people to know that I'm 100% objective. Those of you that know me know I'm a Saints fan. I don't think the Falcons are just going to kick the Saints' ass this Sunday. I can't go out and say that. What I do know, though, is that the Falcons should win. And they're probably going to be up in the fourth quarter, in the second half. That's when Tyler Algier gets the ball a lot. Well, the New Orleans Saints are also not a great rush defense like they have been in the past. They are giving up 137 yards a game on the ground. So if you take 137 yards given up on the ground for the Saints, plus the fact that, look, if the Falcons don't have a 14-point lead in the second half, bad on y'all. Tyler Algier should smash in the second half on Sunday versus the Saints. Wide receivers that were icing, we already went over Nuke Hopkins and Marvin Harrison. How about DJ Moore versus the Patriots? Look, the Bears' offense has been freaking sputtering lately. Christian Gonzalez is having a great year. Christian Gonzalez has shadowed Ja'Marr Chase for 6 for 62, Metcalf 10 for 129, so that was a good game. Garrett Wilson 5 for 33. Brandon Ayuk, 2 for 48. Tyreek Hill, 6 for 69. Christian Gonzalez is having a very quietly great season. Don't like DJ Moore versus the Patriots. And who you can start, I'd love Xavier Leggett versus the Giants in Germany. He's played 5 games. He's got 4 end zone targets in those. The Giants are getting up the 9th most points to perimeter receivers. Love Khalil Shakir. We went over that kind of in the injury report versus the Colts. And this may be the wake-up game for Jordan Addison, as the Jags have allowed the second most pass yards per game and the 5th most fantasy points to perimeter wide receivers. So I love Jordan Addison this week, although he hasn't been giving you anything lately. That's going to do it for me. This has been One Dude with a Fantasy. College football game time is next. Abe Gordon is not in the studio yet, which leads me to believe that he's having problems fixing the printer. Tune in to find out. This has been One Dude with a Fantasy. Hit me up on Twitter at Jedi Sports Radio for all of your weekend advice throughout the weekend. Thank y'all very much. Talk to you next Saturday. Peace. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.